And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. This week on Mizzou Music, we're continuing our look at the 2019 Mizzou International Composers Festival resident composers. Joining me by phone this evening is Peter Shin. Peter, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Peter, what got you interested in music, in composition?
Oh, gosh. Well, I started off playing the cello when I was 4. And I also started piano when I was 11 because I was jealous of my sister. And so that was just a natural thing to ask for piano lessons. And then I was playing cello in the string orchestra in high school. And I wasn't a fan of the music choices that my orchestra director was picking. Like, I'm talking about really bad transcriptions and arrangements of like parts of the Caribbean. Mm. So I thought, you know, that I could write something equally bad. And so over spring break of junior year, I wrote a string orchestra and my teacher let me conduct it in class. And ever since then, I just fell in love with the process.
Wow, that's great. And you said that was your junior year of high school?
Yeah.
Funny. And now you're writing for Alarmwell Sound. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite arrangement to write for?
Arrangement?
Yeah, sure. Do you prefer to write for a full orchestra? Yeah.
I try to diversify because I tend to get sick of one thing if I write too much for it. But recently I've been doing a lot for orchestra, and so I'm trying to get away from that. This piece for Alarmwell Sound is my first piece really for more of a sinfonietta-sized ensemble. Mm-hmm. And so that has been exciting to do.
Very cool. So tell me about the piece then that you're going to bring for Alarmwell Sound.
Sure. But this was a collaboration that was set up by Alan Pearson, and he was in contact with a filmmaker, Scott Lehman, and was interested in writing something for Alarmwell Sound in terms of a film score. And so he put me in touch with this filmmaker, and he sent me this screenplay for his new film called Melissa Children. And this is based on the 2017 white nationalist uprising in his hometown of Charlottesville, Virginia. And people don't know what happened. It was a rally called Unite the Right Rally in 2017. And a group of white nationalists sort of took over this town protesting the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee, who was a Confederate soldier and had sort of abhorrent views on slavery and race. And I was particularly moved by the counter-protesters and this particular footage of a group of interfaith leaders linked arm to arm singing This Little Light of Mine, which for a brief moment of peaceful counter-protest drowned out the hateful speech. And so I found a recording from 1939 of This Little Light of Mine by Doris McMurray. And she was an inmate in a Texas prison. And I really loved the quality of her voice. And so that sort of emerges out in my piece. And that sort of anchors the whole idea of it.
Very cool. And so then will this also be used as the score for a film, or is this an alternate score?
Yeah. The tricky thing was the film isn't made yet.
Okay.
So I had no idea of the pacing of the film, and Scott has been really gracious about taking as many liberties as I possibly can. And I also wanted a standalone piece because the film isn't going to be ready in time for the Mizzou Festival, And so I didn't want people to sort of wonder what the film would look like. I kind of wanted something that could stand alone as an audio experience, separate from the film. And I don't know if I succeeded. We'll see.
I'm sure you did great, and I honestly look forward to hearing it now. It sounds very interesting. And I love, like, have you ever written any scores for film before, or is this your first whack at it?
I guess technically it's my first whack at it, but in terms of how a score is traditionally made, it's not, I don't know if it really counts. Because I guess the film is being made to my music, which is a completely different process from how it's usually made.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of film music and even video game music, even though I never played video games all that much, filming and video game music is sort of where I had a lot of my musical interest in.
Mm-hmm.
Like Final Fantasy music of Nobuo Uematsu. I never played Final Fantasy, but I just love the music.
It is great.
And I love playing it at the piano. So, this is my first film score, I guess, technically.
Very cool. Very cool. So, in your bio, I read that your music tries to intermingle disparate musical vernaculars, is how I think you said it. And I wanted to know if there was like a particular clash of styles that you were particularly fascinated with, or what got you interested in like using opposed forms or opposed styles in your work.
Mm-hmm. Well, with this piece for Alarm of Sound, I have this sort of children's song, right? And that makes its way into the piece, but the piece starts out with this sort of the piece is called Dog Whistling.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes that at face value in the first moments of the piece. I try to sort of mimic the sound of a dog whistle. And so I guess if you're wondering, you know, how those two elements would work together, they are sort of disparate in a way. Because, you know, a dog whistle and the tune This Little Light of Mine have really nothing to do with each other, but I try to make it work.
Right.
And in terms of, you know, in my other music, I guess it's just it's a sign of how I grew up, or where I grew up, and my identity as a Korean American growing up. I was born and raised in Kansas City, Missouri.
Me too.
And my Korean identity was never really something that I explored, had confronted while growing up in a mostly white, suburban, middle class school. And it wasn't really until my experience at the University of Michigan, where I saw hundreds of people who looked like me, and sort of wondering, you know, where I came from, where my family came from, and not really knowing that history, and sort of just being blind to that idea. And I guess music was a way for me to fit in. I remember in middle school, I would be the one that people came to make sort of mixtapes for their parties. And that was just a way for me to fit into a social group without looking like them and sort of having a different upbringing at home and not really knowing where I fit in.
Very cool. Well, are you still in Kansas City, or are you?
No, I'm in Los Angeles right now, finishing up another piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, we look forward to getting you a little bit closer to where you grew up here in Colombia when we have you here in July for the 2019 Mizzou International Composers Festival. And really look forward to hearing your piece that you've made for Alarm Will Sound. Peter, thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for
Yeah. Peter, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day and speaking with us.
Of course. Thank you.